Get hot, get too close to the flame. Wild open space, talk like an open book. Sign me up, got no time to take a picture.
Creating entertainment the whole world enjoys brings thousands of jobs and billions of dollars to Ontario. Be part of it. We've got it going on.
Good morning and welcome. My name is Karen Thornstone, and I'm the President and CEO at the Ontario Media Development Corporation. And on behalf of our board and our staff, it is my privilege to welcome all of you here this morning. We're really pleased that you were able to join us in person, and for a whole lot of folks, join us through the live stream today. So in addition to all of the individuals that have signed on to watch the conference through live stream, we're also welcoming friends in a number of viewing hubs around the province. So welcome to our friends in London and in Sudbury and Kitchener-Waterloo and even elsewhere in Toronto today. Apparently the freezing rain scared a few people away. So we've decided we're going to get going. There are, as you can see, a number of empty seats and people will be rolling in. Subways are slow and traffic is a bit of a challenge this morning. But in order not to be way off track for the rest of the day, we are going to dive in and get started. So glad to have all of you here, live and in person. At OMDC, we recognize that you all work in cutting-edge industries that are evolving so rapidly it is sometimes really hard to keep up with the pace of change and increasing and changing consumer demands for different kinds of content on different platforms, and certainly it's our hope that today's conference will help connect some important dots for you and get your 2017 business year off to the right start. And as most of you, probably all of you already know, our goal at OMDC really is to assist you to build your company, to stimulate investment, and to boost job creation in Ontario's creative sectors, from digital media to film and television, from publishing to music, right across the spectrum of our creative sectors. Our team is dedicated to ensuring that Ontario's creative businesses are leaders locally, nationally, and of course out there on the world stage. We're also well aware that today's digital marketplace is not for the faint of heart. Success requires bold innovation, it requires adaptable business models, risk-taking, collaboration. It means you need to be daring in your ideas. You have to be an intrepid creator, and it requires lots and lots of capital. And it certainly requires that you take some time to blue sky with fellow creators, with like-minded folks, and that you can learn from the experience of others about what worked and what didn't. So congratulations to all of you for taking the time to do that today, and we certainly hope that this conference will provide a really effective forum for you to make some of those connections. We heard what you told us after last year's conference. We've been listening throughout the year, and so please know that we do take your feedback seriously. We've put together a program today that speaks directly to the questions that you've been putting forward about the future of storytelling in this ever-changing marketplace and all sorts of other challenges that are compelling and relevant across our creative industry sectors. It turns out, apparently, that you can't get enough news about current trends and fads. So our opening keynote speaker, Jeff Cole, has promised to bring us all up to speed on the latest transformations. And then for your afternoon keynote fix, our change management speaker is going to talk about how to excel through change and how to do it with a sense of humor. You also told us that you wanted more information about how to use big data to target and retain your audiences, how equity crowdfunding is working in Ontario these days, and how to cleverly weave, you know, the latest term, chatbots, into your business conversations this year. So we've delivered on all of those things. For those of you that love, can't get enough of our cross-sector speed dating events, we've expanded that concept for you this year. We're going to do group dating over lunch with some topic tables, at least for those who want to participate in that. And since virtually all of you told us last year that you enjoyed the showcase addition to the conference, we've expanded that feature this year as well. During the lunch break and then again at the networking reception after the conference, we invite you to check out 13 exciting companies who've got their products on display in our showcase gallery. It'll be a great opportunity for you to meet today's presenters and check out their new ideas. And of course, networking at Digital Dialogue is a priority. You told us that one of the reasons you come to this conference is for the chance to engage with others, so we've scheduled lots of opportunity for that. There'll be a break this morning, obviously, over lunch, and then again at the end of the day. So find your inner extrovert and get out there and take advantage of that opportunity to meet some new people. Please indulge me for just a second, as I'd like to say thank you in advance to a whole lot of folks. Thank you to Raina and Lucy and the entire staff team at OMDC who put today's program together, to all of the volunteers who were up at the crack of dawn to make sure that your day goes smoothly. I got here at 7:30 and they were already well underway, despite the rain and the ice. And thank you, of course, to all of our amazing speakers, presenters and panelists. I'm confident that they will be sharing some compelling insights that will help you through business in 2017. And while I'm giving out thank yous, we simply cannot say enough thank yous to our generous sponsor, Nordicity. Their contribution really makes events like this possible for OMDC, and we're very, very grateful for their continued support. As you can probably imagine, the choreography that's necessary to put a program like this together is fairly complex. But I have to say the job I envy the least is the MC. Glad it's not me who has to do that. That person is tasked with keeping the day on track, holding our speakers to their allotted time, and somehow weaving all of the parts together with, you know, insightful banter over the course of the day. But I'm confident that our host today, Ramona Pringle, is up to the assignment. So please join me in thanking her for taking this on. Many of you already know Ramona as an interactive director and producer who specializes in digital multi-platform production. She's developed and produced work for CBC, for TVO, for CTV, and PBS, where she worked as an interactive producer on Frontline's Digital Nation. She was named one of the 2013 10 to Watch by Playback, and she's the writer-director and executive producer of Avatar Secrets, a feature-length point-of-view documentary developed originally for the iPad. And as a video artist, she's had installations that are exhibited in Canada and across the U.S., and she's presented at events including South by Southwest, TEDx, Ignite, Tribeca Interactive, and of course, closer to home, you can often hear her as an expert commentator on all things digital. And that's not even her whole resume, that's just the part I squished in. She's a faculty member in narrative and digital media at Ryerson University's RTA School of Media, and she's also the director of Ryerson's Transmedia Zone and incubator for the future of media. So it's obviously that she, that she's got lots to enlighten us with today, and we're really pleased to welcome her as our conference MC. But just before I give the mic over to Ramona, I also have one other special guest to introduce. We've been very lucky at OMDC to have had so many supportive ministers in our corner over the years, and that includes the Honorable Eleanor McMahon, who unfortunately couldn't be with us today. But the champions for Ontario's creative industries don't stop with our ministers, and I'm really pleased to welcome one of those champions here this morning to say a few words in the minister's absence. And many of you already know him, I think. MPP Han Dong represents Trinity Spadina riding in Toronto. Many of you know him as your local MPP, and because your companies are located in his riding, so he knows you as well. You've seen him out at many OMDC events in the past, and we're glad that he could be with us today. What you may not know is that before his life in politics, MPP Dong had an education in economics and a life in business, so I think it's fair to say that he really does know the challenges and struggles of the small business person in Ontario. He's familiar with trying to break into that international market, and he's really proven himself to be quite a champion for his community, for our companies, and for the creative industries in Ontario. So please join me in welcoming Han Dong.
Well, good morning, everybody, and I'm really glad to be here as the local MPP and on behalf of the minister, and I want to thank OMDC for extending the invitation to me. Like I said, I'm here on behalf of Minister McMahon, Minister for the Ministry of Tourism, Culture and Sports, and I want to begin by recognizing the long history of our First Nation and Métis people here in Ontario and show respect to the Mississaugas of New Credit. Minister McMahon knows how important this forum is. She asked me to share a personal letter of greeting on her behalf this morning, so I'll read it quickly. On behalf of the Government of Ontario, I'm delighted to extend a warm welcome to everyone attending the Ontario Media Development Corporation's Digital Dialogue Conference 2017. As a minister responsible for culture in Ontario, I recognize the importance of arts and culture to our economy and quality of life and shared identity. Digital Dialogue brings together many of Ontario's diverse and distinguished content creators to share ideas and strategies on how to charter our path through a rapidly evolving creative media landscape. Thank you today. Thanks to today's speaker, panelists, and attendees, along with the OMDC for hosting this illuminating forum this year. I hope you all have a productive and memorable conference. Like the minister, I know this conference is one of Ontario's most popular forums to reflect on the current state of our IDM sector. It brings the opportunity to examine what is working well in the industry, what its challenges are, and how we can work together to enhance it. The Government of Ontario knows that the nature of digital world means constantly evolving playing field. And I'm pleased to see this government continues to help promote and expand this important sector. We're proud allies of the industry through a broader range of business support, competitive tax credit, and funding for programs delivered by our agencies, the OMDC. Our recent investment here have reinforced our commitment to our province's IDM sector, including the increase in funding we provided to the Interactive Media Fund last year, and our support throughout the Jobs and Prosperity Fund, and help Stereo D expand their operations here in Ontario. It's in fact in my riding, Liberty Village. I had the opportunity to visit Stereo D with Minister McMahon and Minister Brad Duguid, and it was an eye-opening experience, and seeing hundreds of young people be employed in Liberty Village, truly making a work-live community that is so desired here in downtown Toronto. We're proud to work together towards a bright future, and I know today's discussion will help charter our path. Please accept my best wishes for an enjoyable, productive conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you, MPP Dong. We appreciate your time, taking the time this morning. I have a lot of housekeeping to get through this morning, but I think before I get started, you know, what's so phenomenal to me about being able to MC, being able to host an event like Digital Dialogue 2017 is that there are people from so many different creative industries who are here, because we feel the blurring of lines. We're no longer able, even if we wanted to be in our silos. We see newspapers doing leading edge VR content and broadcasters needing to be online. And I think for pretty much every content creator, we feel the pressure of, if you're not on every platform, if you're not everywhere, it feels like you're nowhere. And yet, on the opposite hand, it often feels like we know that there is value in scarcity, and trying to figure out how you mediate all of that and how you can make money off of the work that you're doing, even though every day there feels like there's a new platform, and yet there isn't another hour in the day to be on that new platform. So we're all in the same boat of trying to figure out how we manage our time, how we manage to make money in this space, how we reach audiences, how even though everyone seems to be on all these platforms, and even though we're always in front of screens all the time, it's harder and harder to catch people's attention. And then comes the ethical responsibilities of all of this, in that it's no longer just entertainment. It's certainly not just an app. We've seen with Twitter, how it's changed politics, how all of this that once was its own section in a newspaper, the entertainment section or the tech section, sort of like the car section, now touches everything from our personal lives and the way we connect and the way we engage with each other to the way we vote and our economies. Everything is blurred on top of each other. So to have everyone from the creative industries in one room, I think, does us a lot of good, because we can learn from each other. And I think that more often than not, we're all doing the same thing these days. In keeping with that, I think what's really exciting today is to also use this as an opportunity to engage. So we're listening to talks. There's a lot of opportunity for your questions as well. And asking the right questions ends up being one of the big values that everyone who's in this room brings to today, and that there's presentations, but there's also the opportunity to bring your experience just through the knowledge of where your questions lie as well. The conference has been intentionally designed so that everyone is in the same room hearing the same thoughts and the same insights throughout the day. And we've included a lot of opportunities for you to ask questions and get involved in this discussion. Because again, you are the ones with the expertise as well, just as much as anyone who's up here on the stage throughout the day is. As Karen mentioned, we're live streaming the conference this year. We're also filming the conference today, so you can see the cameras that are here. And we'll be posting most of it on OMDC's YouTube channel, which is new this year, podcasts on OMDC Talks. So you'll have the opportunity to revisit anything that you want. I'm sure people will be doing a pretty good job of documenting this online and on Twitter as well. And recommend pieces to your colleagues who aren't here today. I know in the transmedia zone at Ryerson, we've got people who are in a room watching the live stream today, which is another great addition to this year's conference, is that it's not just that people are following along on the live stream independently, it's not just that they're following along on Twitter, but that there are groups of people in different cities who are actually together in person watching the live stream as well. I think a lot of people, at least in our industries, thought it was pretty poignant in Obama's remarks the other day when he said, if you're sick and tired of arguing with people online, go and talk to people offline. And more of us who have been in the digital space for a long time, I think, are realizing that not only does offline feel like it is probably the richest area to be mining for our work, but it also feels like a big trend and something that's occurring to a lot of people, that there's a lot of value to the face-to-face as the future of interactive. In case you haven't discovered it yet, I wanted to mention the conference app, which you can access on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. The link to the app, which is really a link to a website, is at the top of your printed agenda in the conference info box, and it's eventmobi, eventmobi.com/DD2017. And you guys also got the link in an email earlier this morning. On the conference app, you will find detailed speaker bios and photos, the agenda for today, and a list of attendees, so you can go in and edit your own attendee profile as well and add a photo if you like, so that people who are looking online can match you up in person, which is part of the goal of having everyone engage and talk as you're in the same room today. If you need help with the app, there's help for that as well. You can send an email to digitaldialogue@omdc.on.ca, and there's staff who are monitoring that mailbox and are on site today to help. As for your phones, we're pretty used to this by now, but we do want you using your phones. We want you tweeting. We just want you doing it on silent so that it's not distracting for people, especially up here. The hashtag, if you're following along and tweeting today, is OMDC's main hashtag, which is #ONCreates. As for some of that housekeeping, more of the housekeeping for those of us who are actually in the space today, all sessions are going to be taking place in this room. Lunch will be around the corner on this floor, and our closing reception at the end of the day will be in the gallery upstairs. Washrooms are also on this floor, and there's a wheelchair-accessible washroom upstairs, which can be accessed by the elevator. The OMDC staff and conference volunteers are around the room and in the foyer, and you can identify volunteers by their yellow name tags. And then if you need help, just ask. There's a lot of volunteers this year, and the volunteers are staff from the OMDC and students from the Arts and Media MBA program at the Schulich School of Business at York University. So thank you to all of the volunteers for pitching in today, including waking up on time to get here this morning by 7. And I'm sure that some of you guys have heard that there was even a salt truck that got into an accident this morning. So when that happens, we know that the roads are icy. As for asking questions, I know I keep coming back to this, and I think part of it is that my perhaps main interest in life, or at least the thing that I do the most of, is asking questions. By now, you know, we're a decade or more into this sort of social media revolution. The early days of Facebook and Twitter and YouTube are well past us now, where, you know, it was enough just to be the first there. And we're seeing not only the value of how they can be used and the next frontier of everything that comes after, of VR and AR and bots, but also, and the reason that I bring that up, this sort of the tried and true now, these major platforms, which really have changed our lives and changed the way we engage both online and off, is that we've seen the incredible implications. We've seen how much they are, how ubiquitous they've become, and how much they touch every aspect of our lives. And in that way, I think that the question asking is so, so, so important, because it's no longer just a matter of how do I do this, how do I reach an audience in this way, but what are the ripple effects of those decisions as everything digital entertainment merges with sort of every other aspect of our lives right now, including the economy? So we'll be leaving questions after most segments today for audience questions, because again, the questions, especially of the people who are in this room, are so valuable to what we all take away from the day. We have volunteers with microphones who are around the room, so if you have a question, if you put your hand up and wait for a microphone, what's valuable now is to have everyone be able to hear that question, and then we can also have the audio picked up for the live stream, because we do have people listening in. And when you ask a question, feel free to give your name and your company before you ask. That context is always helpful. Also, if you're watching the live stream and you have a question, you can send it through the question box that's on the live stream page, and we can pass it along, or else we can take questions through the Twitter stream as well.